This is InvestTalk. Independent thinking, shared success. Justin Klein and Steve Peasley stand ready to take your finance and investment questions and share their unbiased answers. InvestTalk is made possible by KPP Financial, a registered investment advisor firm serving clients throughout the United States. The clarity for your path forward starts now. Here is KPP Financial President, Financial Advisor, Steve Peasley.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to InvestTalk. You know what day it is? It is May 5th, 2023, Thursday. It is May 4th. Now, someone typed up May 5th on my screen. I don't know who might have done that. But it's May 4th, 2023. Now, of course, you can't look back, and the stock market's always looking forward, and you know, the Fed raised the rates up a quarter point yesterday, and the market didn't like it too much today, and it fell. Yesterday, the market fell. I think the Dow is like a little down for the year so far. Remember, we had that month or so that, you know, all the indexes rose, but then they've given most of all that back. Market is still in a bear market, everybody. It's still going to be in the bear market for a while. I think, and I've said this many times, by the end of the year, we may be working our way out of it. But that's months away. So we got to deal with what we're doing now. The geopolitical variables, the economic variables, which are always dynamic and things we have to pay attention to all the time. So that's just the way it works. And if you love it like I do, you really enjoy it, it's a challenge, but it's an enjoyable challenge for me. So I hope it's an enjoyable challenge for you listening to the show. And I'm going to help you make it easier for you. I'm going to help you learn what some of the things that you need to know to moving forward. Is it going to make you a super investor that you can, you know, you're going to just make gobs of money? No, it will not. Okay, that kind of knowledge doesn't do that. What it does is makes you understand what works in the long haul and why things go down and why they go up. And if I boil it down to just one thing, it's earnings. Stocks go up when the earnings go up. Stocks go down when earnings go down. Problem is, the stock market investors are all made up of people, and people can be wrong. People try to look forward and guess what's going to be. But, you know, in general, stocks move up when earnings move up. Over any time. If you don't believe me, look at any successful company. Okay, look at Apple. Look at Costco we talked about yesterday. If you bought a share of Costco when it went IPO, when they had, what, one store or five stores or whatever it was, you know, it was $10 a share. That same $10 a share, that stock is now worth well over $100,000. Did earnings go up for Costco? Yes, all these years, earnings go up. That's what you can, if you take away anything from the show, that's what you need to take away. Stocks go up when the earnings go up. It's that simple. Now, I'm going to try to provide you with information, individual stocks and markets and economy and all that stuff. But, you know, for those of you who are new in InvestTalk, I try to provide that information without any bias. I try to be careful about that. Justin and I are very careful about that. We don't have a bias one way or another when it comes to financial analysts and where we think stocks are going to go and the information we provide. We don't have a hidden agenda of any kind. We don't. We just want to help you, and we want to tell you and explain to you how difficult it is. You can do it. You can. Anybody can do it if they have an interest and they have the time. And it helps if you have the data, but you still can do it even if you don't have the data. But, you know, just use a lot of common sense, okay? I'm Steve Peasley, and I want to thank you for being with me today on this show. I'm here on the podcast and radio to help you make the most of your strategy decisions, okay? We want to do the best we can. Okay, to make the best decisions going forward. It's always difficult. Then the investing situation in today's stock market is very different. It's been in the past couple of decades because interest rates are rising, and we were used to them slowly coming down for decades. Now they're going up. They went up really fast. The federal funds rate is now 5%. A year and a half ago, it was at zero. So that's how fast it's moved. Okay, so we have a new reality. You're going to have to, we're going to have to deal with it. Okay, so I think we can say, with all honesty, we all can learn more things. You, I can learn things from you. You can learn things from me. There are so many variables out there that affect the market that, you know, it's hard to keep track. That's why it's really important to share information and try to provide you the best information we can. Okay, so these are lessons, really. These Invest Talk shows are lessons, and lessons that you can apply and apply judiciously. Be very careful. Don't just jump into things. Remember, we got to manage your portfolio of stocks. Some people think, well, I'll just buy this one stock and that's it. I'll put all my money in it. Yeah, a lot of people do that. They think that's going to be the winner. That doesn't work over a long haul. It does not work. You want to manage a portfolio of stocks. Okay, so I'm going to lead another lesson today to help you become a successful investor. It's as simple as that. And to do that, I'm going to provide information during the show as well as answer your questions. So you can call me anytime on our toll-free line, 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. We're live right now, 4 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. But you can call anytime and ask a question, and we will get to your question. We will. Today's focus point looks at a story behind, could artificial intelligence, AI, change the way you manage your money? Artificial intelligence is becoming more and more integrated in everyday life, and it's going to continue to do so. So you're going to have to be very aware. Be very aware of how and where it is affecting you. The one that scares me is that artificial intelligence is getting so good that it could mimic your voice. Think about that. And intelligently mimic your voice. That scares me. Do you know if you're really talking to a real person or the person you think you're calling? Someday you're not going to be able to tell? We also have voice bank questions to get to, low contribution limits, PayPal holdings, and, you know, of course, live calls come first. So you drive the show with those live calls. Let's go ahead and take one. Let's go to Dan in Walnut Creek. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Good. Thanks for taking my call today. Hey, I've got a question with regards to natural gas stocks. They seem to be going down quite a bit. And I don't know if some of this is from the regulations that the different cities and states are trying to put in with regards to, natural gas in new buildings,
yeah,
like they're trying to do right now in New
stuff.
York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've got DVON, DVN, Liberty, LBRT, and Oneok. Is that how you pronounce it? OKE.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if I should hang on to these or what I should do.
Well, I think you should. Natural gas is a pretty clean energy, and solar power and all those other things are great, but they're nowhere near going to be enough. And natural gas is just going to be more and more important. And we'll be exporting a ton of natural gas in the coming years, especially to Europe. And we all know why, right? Because Europe has been relying on Russia, and that's not been a very good thing for them to do. And I thought it was always foolish that they ever did it. And I mentioned on the air years ago, I said, when they were building out those lines, that was not smart. But natural gas, you got to remember that we are the Saudi Arabia of energy, natural gas, oil, coal. We have way more than everybody else in the world, especially natural gas. I think it was several hundred years of supply. So we're going to be exporting that all over the world. Liquefied natural gas. And I think that, you just got to be in the right ones. And you got to remember, it's a commodity. Commodities, I think, are going to do well for the next few years, but it's going to be volatile. Commodities can be pretty volatile. I'm holding on to mine, but that's one of the reasons why I really, really, really want dividends. So you can you can live through the dry times when the stock goes down. Dan, appreciate the call. So yeah, I'd still like natural gas. We're going to take a quick break, everybody. If you're listening via live stream or on AM 1220 in the Bay Area, you can call now. We're live. Or you can call anytime, really, whenever it comes to your mind. Leave it on InvestTalk Voice Bank, 888-99-CHART.
When listener questions are played on the InvestTalk podcast,
how do you guys determine a value stock?
The caller voices are amplified many thousands of times.
Just wanted to get your opinion on JP Morgan and BAC.
How do you see this looking forward?
I'm 25 years old and have a question about retirement funds.
And the unbiased answers from Justin Klein.
That's why it's trading so cheap, because there's a lot of regulatory risk here.
And Steve Peasley.
I kind of like it here. If I was going to buy Tyson Foods, this is where I'd buy it.
Benefit the entire InvestTalk community.
Thank you for what you guys do.
That's why 24/7, rain or shine, no matter how simple or how complex, your questions make a difference.
Symbol BKE, what's your outlook?
And InvestTalk is made better by the power of you. So don't forget to call 888-99-CHART. Steve Peasley is here and ready to take your calls live. InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
Hey, Steve and Justin. Love the show. This is Sal from Bakersfield, California. Just calling to check about Dave & Buster's. The ticker symbol is PLAY. Just want to get your thoughts on it. The price has dropped, you know, pretty dramatically, and want to see if this is a sort of business that's sustainable during this financial environment. Can't wait to hear. Thank you.
Surprising. Try to remember this one lesson, if you could. During recessions, during really hard times in the economy, restaurants and vacation spots actually do pretty well, because people, you know, want to forget about all their misery, and they will still eat out, and they still will go, you know, to Disneyland or wherever. Now, they might drive instead of fly, and they might take lesser expensive vacations, but they still do. So this is Dave & Buster's, everybody. PLAY, P-L-A-Y, is a symbol. Operates 101 restaurants featuring casual dining and arcade-style gaming in the U.S., Canada. I don't really care for Dave & Buster's. Why? Because I think arcade gaming is something that it's not really, you know, you go there to play the games, and, you know, the future is online and playing, you know, with other players around the world, and do it for hours on time at a time, and it's getting cheaper and cheaper to do it from your home. And I don't know if that is enough of a differentiation item to make Dave & Buster's more and more successful going forward in the future. Now, they make good money, and their earnings are going to go up 15% this year, and then another 21% next year to $38.88, and it's a $35 stock, so that's under 10 PE, but they've been low as 2, so I'm a little concerned with that. But sales growth are still growing. They have a lot of debt, and that worries me, and mutual funds have been slowly selling it off. Good cash flow, $6.33, and really good return on equity, but the debt is very burdensome. That would worry me with Dave & Buster's. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. When people take time to leave an InvestTalk podcast review on iTunes, we like to thank them for their courtesy by getting to their questions quickly. So Dan's a mix called, well, out of Disney stock, Disney, you know, Disney, D-I-S. D-I-S is the symbol. I have been a listener for the past 4 years and have learned a lot from your show. I currently have about 1% of my portfolio in Disney, and I'm considering adding more, around 3%. What price do you consider a good price to increase my position? Okay, it's $97.45 stock today. It's come way off its high of 180, close to 200. And I think this is a good price right where it is. I think it bottomed around 85 or so, and here it is at 97. I like this. They're going to make $5.43 next year. It's a $97 stock. I think they have very, very valuable assets, and I think it's just going to continue to be valuable. Okay, and they don't have that much debt. Mutual funds are just holding on to it, slowly adding it. Management owns 1%. I like it. So I would buy it here. I would. I've been listening to, we're going to take a quick break, but I am here on duty live, you know, and you can call right now and ask your question live. 888-99-CHART.
The stock market is constantly changing. And serious investors know that they need to modify their portfolio assets to fit the times. And now, with more than 50 million downloads, Justin Klein and Steve Peasley reaffirm their commitment to providing unbiased finance and investment guidance here on InvestTalk. 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Let's talk to Alberto in San Jose. Hi, Alberto.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
So I have in my portfolio stock of First Republic Bank,
yep,
ticker FRC,
uh-huh,
prior to the JP Morgan takeover. So I'm wondering what happens to my current stock.
Okay.
FRC.
Okay. So the question is, what's going to happen to a shareholder who owns First Republic Bank after they were taken over by J.P. Morgan? Well, right now the stock shares are selling for 32 cents a share after coming down from $100 a share. And I don't know what the deal is. I don't know the details of the deal of the takeover by J.P. Morgan. Was it J.P. Morgan? It was J.P. Morgan, wasn't it? The FDIC and J.P. Morgan and J.P. Morgan's arms were twisted to take over the bank. They didn't really want to. But you, the shareholder, okay, you're going to get virtually nothing. I guarantee it. You may get a few pennies for your shares. It depends on how they structured the takeover. In other words, they could have bought all the shares for 10 cents a share or a dollar a share, you know, being forced because, the company was bankrupt. It's going to go out. You're going to get zero. So I don't know the details of the deal, but you'll virtually get nothing. So don't expect anything. Just not going to happen. But apparently the stock is still, let me check today. It's still trading. What I would do is I just hold on to it because maybe I'll get more than 32 cents, you know, because they're going to make an offer. Whenever a company takes over another company, the shareholders get the vote on it. But when it's bankrupt and it's being pushed by a government body like FDIC or the Treasury Department or the Federal Reserve, yeah, you know, you're stuck getting whatever you get. And usually it's nothing, Alberto. Very little. Sorry about that. Anyways, FRCB is the symbol, everybody. My focus of the point today looks at the story behind the question, could AI, artificial intelligence, change the way you manage your money? Now, understanding your money is pretty essential. And even with AI, artificial intelligence, you're still going to have to learn what's going on. You know, but there's going to be some really good benefits with artificial intelligence in banking, and there's going to be some problems. But AI is going to be with us for everything, everybody. It's just getting more and more and more prevalent. And one of the ways AI is expanding is personal financing. They can offer more targeted and specific support for financial planning, for example, or managing money. Could be done by a computer, even though so far that hasn't worked out so well. But it also probably can help most people, artificial intelligence, understand what's going on with their money. Now, the problem with that is becoming over-reliant on what the artificial intelligence is doing. The artificial intelligence is only as good as the programming, okay? It's only that good. And you got to think about all the data that's going to be out in the metaverse, all your personal data. And right now, it gets stolen routinely that you've read the articles, seen the news. All our personal data is everywhere and gets stolen all the time. Do you think artificial intelligence is going to make that problem worse or better? I think it's going to make it worse. Plus, depending on who's pushing, what companies pushing artificial intelligence, you think they're out just to help you? They're out to make money on this. And that not necessarily is in your best interests. And as I said before, the big worry I have is that, you know, artificial intelligence now can mimic individual people's voices. So you're going to get a call from a money manager that you know, and it's not him. It's somebody it's some hacker using artificial intelligence to mimic somebody's voice or your own in your own business. Yeah, I worry about it a lot, but I don't think I don't think I'll be around for the real boom 10, 20, 30 years from now. I mean, but I think everybody's got to be concerned with artificial intelligence. All I suggest is you make sure you understand what's going on. Don't just give it here. You take care of it. Just like today. And today, you don't just give your money to a money manager and say, hey, you take care of it. Unless it's your son or daughter that's managing, you can trust them, you know, 100%. You got to learn what's going on. You want to know what's going on. Now, here's a programming note. Justin is on vacation, and I will be unavailable tomorrow. So we have a fresh Best of Caller Questions compilation program for tomorrow on the podcast. You may find it helpful, you know, because, you know, the pace is a bit quicker, so you learn more things. You typically hear more questions and answers in a shorter period of time. It's all free, too. Everything's free. Okay, Todd from Wisconsin, hang on there. You'll be next. I'm Steve Peasley, and you're listening to Invest Talk, 888-99-CHART.
You're building your financial future, but you must have finance and investment questions. Justin Klein and Steve Peasley are ready to provide their unbiased answers. So don't forget to call Invest Talk, 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Let's go to Todd in Wisconsin. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering about Huntington Bank shares, ticker HBAN. I've had the stock for quite some time, and it's pulled down near my cost basis. Still about 5% of my portfolio. Just wondering what you think for the long term, given the recent turbulence in the financial markets. Thank you.
Well, I don't know if you've been listening, but last week or the week before, I started telling everybody try to stay away from bank stocks because, you know, we're not done with our banking crisis, and what we're seeing now is the second wave, and there's a couple of more banks that we halted traded today, and I don't think we're done. I think it's, you know, the Federal Reserve, the federal government, the FDIC, they're all going to try to step in and save it, and they will. They will eventually save this whole industry. So if your outlook is long-term, you probably can hold on to it because Huntington Bank Shares, HBAN, is a really good company, holding company for Huntington National Bank, operating via 1,092 offices and kind of all in the Midwest. It's a $13.5 billion company, so it's pretty big. If it survives, it'll do fine. It's at $9 stock, going to make $1.36 next year, made $1.43 this year. That's the estimate. Sales are still growing. And it really will depend on how much long-term debt and what's their balance sheet look like. And this is why I've been suggesting to everybody stay away from banks, because we don't really know. See, these banks are forced to carry treasuries, U.S. government treasuries, because they're safe. But they're not so safe when interest rates rise and they have too much long-term treasury. So how do they protect themselves? Well, one way would be using derivatives. Well, banks are restricted in many ways from using derivatives to hedge off the risks, because derivatives was the last cause of the last banking crisis. So here they're having a banking crisis because they're doing what they're supposed to do and be conservative and buy, you know, long-term treasuries, and the value of those treasuries is shot straight down because they rose because the Federal Reserve raised their interest rates so dramatically, you know, killing their balance sheet. So now it's, gosh, which banks are exposed to what? You know, do they have a lot of commercial property loans? Well, the commercial properties is doing very poorly because of working at home and COVID. So you got so many problems with them. I want to stay away from them. Now, Huntington Bank pays a 6.6% dividend at this price. That's great. Man, it's just, I don't own any banks right now. I don't want to hold them for a while. I'm staying away from them. Other financial institutions I might like, insurance companies and other things, but not banks. But if for Huntington, what you want to know is how much of their business is commercial lending, okay? And how much of that money, how much of that it might not survive because, you know, people, the commercial office buildings can't get customers anymore and they're getting empty, and can they pay their mortgage? Simple as that. How much is it? I'm much more comfortable if it's individuals, like, you know, you, me, and you know, individual mortgages, because I think they're actually safer at this point. Just what I think. Okay, the banks that had trouble today, PacWest and Western Alliance, both of them went down 60% before they were halted trading. These are regional banks. Most of the regional bank, the regional bank index, KBW, had a hard time today. It's at one point this morning, it was down 16%. Okay? And there's another bank, First Horizon, down 38% today. So I'd stay away from banks. That's what I can say in general for the time being. Unless it's huge, like, you know, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Bank of America, those kinds you don't have to worry about, because the government's not going to let them go under if they even had a possibility of that. Investors and other experts expect the next move by the Fed will be down, not up, meaning lowering the interest rates, not raising interest rates. Why do they expect that? Because they think the economy is going to have a hard time. So far, the economic numbers look really good. They don't think the economy is going to crash or tank. They think it's going to get soft, and we're going into a technical, I'm talking about the experts, and I kind of agree with this. I've been saying this for a while, that we're going to have a recession. It's just not going to be a really bad or deep recession. Doesn't look like that's what we're going to be dealing with. But it's going to be, you know, double line capital's Jeffrey Gundrich, he thinks we are going to have it. There's a lot of experts who are predicting that recession, okay? So I think Powell, you know, who the Federal Reserve even acknowledged in his note, if you listen to his speech real carefully, he said there's going to be a slowdown in banking lending. It is one that is in the process right now, and it's going to continue, okay? Did you see that the two-year treasuries hit a 22-year high in yield today? 22 years. See, this we're having some massive changes, massive economic turmoil that we as investors are trying to deal with. It's very, very difficult. Okay? Let's get back to InvestOut Voice Bank for a question that came in earlier. 888-99-CHART, Long Island, low contribution limits.
Hello, Justin and Steve. First of all, love the podcast. My name is Andy from Long Island. And I was wondering if you had any insight as to why the government put such a low contribution limit on simple IRAs at $17,000 a year, or $13,500 for someone under 50 years old, as opposed to a 401k, 403b, and so on. I'll be listening. Thank you.
How about because we have not very good legislatures? You know, why wouldn't they make it the same? This is simple IRA, okay, everybody? That's a title of a type of IRA. He's not just saying IRA, and they're simple. No, it's a simple IRA, which is a little bit different. It's not very well known and not very not used that often. But he's saying, well, why is, which is, you know, used many times for self-employed people, simple IRAs. He says, why isn't the limits that I can contribute to my simple IRA, why isn't the same as a 401k or an individual 401k, which is different than a 401k for a company? There are individual 401k. So why are the limits different? And they really shouldn't. There's no common sense as to why they would, other than we have a lazy legislature who didn't, you know, make it the same. Why not make it the same? It makes it easier for everybody all around. But no, we don't want to make it too easy. We want to make it complex. That's the only reason I can give it, because there's really no valid reason. There really is no reason it should be different. Okay? Well, Justin Klein, I have been telling you for a while now that we are in a new market environment. Cycles and are natural. The economic cycle, stock market cycle, that happened. It's been going on for decades and decades and decades. And ever since the market existed. So we're going to have to get rid of that. But serious investors understand they need to be able to adjust their thinking, just like we've been talking about banks. You got to adjust your thinking and strategy. Doesn't mean you get out of everything or even get out of all your banks. You shouldn't have that many in the first place, because you need a balanced portfolio. And that's what most people get in trouble. They put too much in one thing. But, you know, maybe that's why you need a money manager like us. I mean, I'm not, we do the show to get more business. But I'm just saying, if it's not us, maybe you need some help from somebody, a profession, to help manage your portfolio, to understand these things. Make sure you get somebody you can trust and somebody who understands not just the stock market, but also the economy. Okay? Now, with that said, only you can decide. Okay? It's your money. Justin and I are here and ready to advise you as best we can. When you ask us, we will tell you. We will advise you. We will give you help. We'll do it for free. You know, and without any commitment, without any expectations, if you just want some answers and some help, we'll answer questions. That's what we do all day long. So maybe it's worth a look at what we can do. I would hope that you would at least give us the opportunity to help you. But, you know, I don't. You know, I want to. We really do want to help you, no matter what, because this is a complex world of financial management. Okay, money management. It's complex. You know, our firm is in Orange County, California, between San Diego and LA County. That's where we are physically. Okay, and I'll remind you that we here at KPP Financial and at Vestalk KPP Financial. Operate on a philosophy of independent thinking and shared success. And how we implement that is we provide unbiased guidance. We also practice parallel investing, meaning we buy the same things for ourselves we do for our clients at the same price, at the same time. So we're on the same side of the table as you are when we're managing money. All my money is right there along with you, okay? We want to be. I want to be. So I want to own certain things or not own certain things. Well, we all own that or don't own it. Now, we have five different programs which are based on risks, from very low risk to very high risk. And, you know, no matter what, everybody, if you own stocks, even if you own the most conservative stocks out there, that still is risky. It's very risky. Owning stocks is risky. The SEC defines it as risky, no matter how blue chip they are. So, you know, how do you hedge off risk? Well, you can buy different asset classes like bonds or precious metals or real estate. You know, that's how you hedge off risk. There's other ways to do it too. You can use, you know, as I was mentioning with the banker, you know, the banks, you can use derivatives. Problem is, it starts getting more and more and more complex. You know, so it's that way. And we can help you with all that. We can. We want to help you. Let us help you. Even if you don't want to become a client, that's okay. And the sooner you contact us, the sooner we can help you. So give us a call at our office in Irvine, California, or send us an email. Go to our website, send us an email. Yeah, we want to help. We will help you. This is Invest Talk, everybody. We have now surpassed 52 million downloads, and that is you helping us, and we appreciate it. Justin and I want to thank you for that. Next up, I'll tackle another caller question, so just hang on.
In today's world, a variety of factors are affecting the stock markets. Serious investors know building a secure financial future requires hard work and determination. That's why now, more than ever, when it comes to the planning, execution, and maintenance of your portfolio, you need InvestTalk. InvestTalk is a free download, 24/7, rain or shine. The InvestTalk listener line is open and waiting for your questions. 888-99-CHART.
Hey, everyone. Dan from New York. Just love what you guys are doing with the show. Had a quick question regarding SoFi. Wondering if it's maybe approaching a bottom. I know, you know, don't really try to catch a falling knife, but wondering with student loans coming back on in June, what the odds are of that, and then, you know, if SoFi is going to be a more viable business. And secondary question, if you guys can get to it, but I know that you guys are saying that inflation is going to stay high. So, you know, if gold is going to be a decent trade, would it be continuing to be a trade for the coming years just because of that high inflation for longer? Thank you so much for all that you guys do on the show. Really appreciate it for listening for the past 5-6 years. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, let me answer the second question first. We think relatively inflation is going to stay high. In other words, you know, the Fed, even Powell mentioned just yesterday that their target of inflation is 2%. We think it's not going to go there for years, but it'll probably go to 4, come down to 4. Remember, it was 6.5, 7. Now it's, you know, it's coming down, but that means it's going to be relatively high. And the reason why gold might perform is because we're going to have relatively high inflation, but also, and more importantly, is the value of the dollar. Now, as we keep borrowing money, and when I say we, I mean the United States, as we keep going more and more and more in debt, more and more and more, people and investors will start looking at gold as an opportunity to hedge off that risk of a falling dollar. Now, the dollar has been rising for last year and the year before, and that hinders gold. Well, now the dollar is weakening. That helps gold. So there's a couple reasons why having some gold positions in your portfolio might be wise. That's because the dollar is weakening, and when the debt is really high, and inflation's probably not going to go back to 2% for a long time. That's the thinking. Okay. Now, SoFi Technologies, a $4.5 billion company, operates as a fintech company that enables customers to meet financial independence to realize their ambitions. I don't care for it. It probably is at a bottom, but they're not going to make money this year. They have never made money. They're going to lose 3 cents a share next year. They're going to lose 19 cents a share this year. They are growing their sales, and of course, they could turn that around, but I don't like the net cash flow is negative 18 cents. They have, you know, a goodly amount of debt, and I don't like companies that don't make money. I do not buy companies that don't make money. Okay, do not buy companies that don't make money. Can you make buy? It's $4.89. Can you make a killing some of these companies that don't make money? Yes, but that's a very high risk taking. Remember, this stock got as high as $28 a share in 2021 when it lost a dollar a share. So it's just too risky for me. I would not buy it. It's not in my sphere of things I want to buy. This is Invest Talk. I'm Steve Pease, and we have one goal here, everybody, to help you achieve financial freedom. And, of course, our work will continue right after this break, as it does every day at this time. So get your questions to me right now, 888-99-CHART.
InvestTalk is all about above-average investing for the average investor.
And the question is, during a market downturn, do dividends stay fairly steady?
I wanted to see if you thought that was a safer place to park the money for long term.
Just kind of wondering if this stock is a value trap.
What's your question? You're the best person to ask it. 888-99-CHART.
Each day, InvestTalk listeners submit their finance and investment questions via phone or email. Would you like your question to be put near the top of the list? Just take a minute or two to leave a review and rating for InvestTalk at iTunes. And be sure to include a brief question with your iTunes review comments.
Hi, Stephen, Justin, Jeff Cohen in from Dallas. Wanted to see if you could take a look at PayPal, PYPL. Feels like this should be a good time to pick it up, but not sure if you guys think if it could go any lower. Thanks.
Well, I like this price. I like it a lot, right where it is. PayPal, PYPL, provides digital mobile payments on behalf of consumers and merchants worldwide. And the most, you know, you've used PayPal, many of you use it, maybe you don't know you're using it, because they own Venmo. I like their expansion in Europe. I like the where the price is. They're going to make $4.89 this year. That's the estimate. They made $4.13 last year. Next year, they're going to make $5.65 a share next year. Well, that puts the PE at 13. And the five-year range of their PE is 16 to 79. So it's going to be the lowest PE they've had in 5 years. Return on equity is very good at 23%. They don't pay a dividend. It's an $81 billion company, and that's the one thing I don't like. They should be paying a dividend. Sales growth is, you know, in the last year been 7 to 11% per quarter. And they were at almost $300 a share. Well, they were over $300 a share a couple years ago, 2021. Today they're at $71.81. And it's been at this low level and finding support here in the high 60s, low 70s for some time. So I think I want to own it at this price. Could it go lower? Of course it could. I mean, they don't have a lot of debt. Management owns 1%. Mutual funds are just holding on, not really adding. But the company's only owned, 38% of the company's owned by mutual funds. So there's room for them to buy more if they wanted to. So unless their business model is going to be failing in the future, this looks like a bargain to me, a real deep bargain to me. So I like PayPal, everybody. Okay, lithium maker. You know what lithium is, right? That's the stuff that makes batteries for the new EV vehicles, the electric vehicles, the batteries that they run on. You need lithium. So it's a really growing real fast. Well, lithium maker Albemarle crushed earnings today. Just crushed it. Okay? When I say crushed it, they earned like $10.32 a quarter for the first quarter, and the expectation was for $7. So almost a 50% beat on the earnings. Sales rose 129% year over year. Earnings are up 334% year over year, and the stock went down today. This is how difficult managing a portfolio stock. Why would the stock go down? Well, because the guidance by the CEO was a little disappointing. And one of the things you have to look at, lithium as a commodity, you got to look at the lithium prices and how it's going to affect the company. I mean, I'll give you for instance, lithium prices in November of last year were $90,000 a ton for lithium. In January, okay, a couple months later, it was $75,000 a ton. How much is it today? $25,000 a ton. That's why the guidance was lower. So it's even though you know you would read the articles and see how much money they made per share, and it blew out their earnings, the stock still went down. This is why you have to learn how the stock market works. It's a little bit more difficult than just looking at the top line numbers and the current reports. It's not that simple. You have to look forward. What about next quarter and the quarter after? What about next year? Now, I happen to think lithium is going to be around for a long time, and the growth in that industry is going to be huge. Okay? So maybe this problem with they're having with the you know, estimates or the growth prospects of next quarter, maybe that's a short-term problem. Maybe you need to look for a place to buy these types of companies. I'm not trying to recommend this company. I'm not. Just saying that managing money is not as simple as just looking at the numbers. Okay? I'm Steve Peasley, and this completes another InvestTalk program. Justin Klein and I thank you for listening, and we encourage you to tell your friends and family members about our free podcast downloads. You get your downloads anytime at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and please be sure to review and rate us if you download on iTunes. We would appreciate that. And remember to follow us on Invest Talk on social media, Invest Talk with two T's. Tomorrow, we'll be posting a new Best of Caller Question podcast. More questions at a faster pace. I think you'll enjoy it. Independent thinking and shared success. This is Invest Talk. Good night, everybody.
Invest Talk is a trademark of KPP Financial. Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them. Specifically, nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell security. Because such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor firm which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is president, and Justin Klein is chief executive officer of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial. Thank you for listening, and your comments and questions are welcome on our 24-hour listener line at 888-99-CHART.